I don't know much about video games. I'm not much for playing them. But I nodded my head as Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute freshman John Oda described to me the video game he and his fellow classmates created.
Jaren originally created this game. He started out by himself. What happened is he tried to make something sort of like a Galaga game, but when he was playing it, he had complaints that the gameplay, it just felt too long to get those last few enemies, like if you ever played Galaga or Space Invaders.
I think I played Galaga once when I was a kid. I don't really remember much more than the idea of the game, which was to blast alien invaders out of space before they could get you. Nonetheless, I'm seriously impressed by Oda's game called Hengeki. It was designed and developed from scratch as part of his studies at RPI's Games and Simulations Arts and Sciences program, and Oda's team was showing it off to me before RPI's annual Entrepreneur of the Year award ceremony.
So when there's like a certain percentage of enemies destroyed, then you can just press two buttons, or if you're using a controller, just pull right trigger, just destroy all the enemies, and the next wave just flies in, and you can keep the action keep going. So it kind of creates like a frantic, like just rapid, fast-paced action in order to get through the level as quickly as possible.
According to the latest data from the Entertainment Software Association, 58% of Americans play video games. More than half of American households have at least one game console, be it Xbox, PlayStation, PC, or smartphone. And last year, the video game industry worldwide raked in a whopping $20.8 billion. Industry estimates forecast exponential increases in revenue over the coming years, so the demand for games makes developing them a lucrative career choice. Many students who have graduated from RPI's gaming program have gone on to careers designing and developing video games.
Yeah, something I'm definitely interested in going into. That's what I'm studying here, so that'd be kind of nice.
That's senior Ian Kettlewell, whose game Heist won an award for excellence in 2D gameplay at RPI's GameFest earlier this year. He and his classmates are so dedicated to the craft that it's almost convincing me that I want to go into game development. Kettlewell's teammate, fellow senior Ethan Richards, says if you want to get a job in the industry, the Northeast, not Silicon Valley, is where it's at.
The Northeast is definitely a hot button place for game development. And definitely Troy specifically, with vicinity to Vicarious Visions and First Playable, it definitely allows some employment opportunities outside of out of college if we want to.
Vicarious Visions is a video game developer in the suburbs of Albany, and it's huge. A $1 billion company that produces some of the hottest games on the market. Guitar Hero, Transformers Cybertron, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. One of its games, Skylanders Giants, was one of the top-selling games worldwide in 2012. Through a unique technology, the Skylanders series of games combine on-screen gameplay with collectible toy action figures. Their newest game in that series, Skylanders Swap Force, debuted in October.
Yeah, teach him a lesson!
The new innovation is around dynamic swappability. You can actually mix and match the top and bottom halves of the toy and create all new characters, over 250 characters. It's a game that's launching on all the major game platforms, and we're really excited about it, and there's a lot of kids who are clamoring.
That's Kartik Bala, an RPI alum and one of two brothers who co-founded Vicarious Visions. He and his brother Guha started out making games in their basement when they were teenagers. Just about two decades later, they're going gangbusters. I wanted to know their secret. How do they come up with the ideas for these best-selling games? Guha filled me in.
You know, a lot of times the ideas that we have for new types of games come from fantasies that we had as kids. So Karthik and I used to build our own toys when we were kids. And so the notion of being able to mix and match and build your own is something that, and bring that hero and the character to life, the toy to life, you know, it seemed like the prime opportunity to do that.
You know what? It'll be fine.
Of course it'll be fine. Embrace the adventure, Flynn.
The success of their games is tremendous. They're all over the world. Why, I asked Kartik, is your billion-dollar company here in the capital region?
It's a great source of talent. You know, it's a great quality of life. And we've really built over the last, 20 years or so in the capital region.
Elsewhere in the region, digital game production in Massachusetts employs more than 2,000 people, who make an estimated $240 million. Governor Deval Patrick was in Montreal in October to meet with Canadian game developers to bring even more of the industry home. But if you ask any of the students I talk to, it's not about the money. It's the love of gaming. And students like John Oda are about to level up.
There's 10 levels in it. We're working on 11th, like, secret level right now.
For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein-Marshall.
Meter weapons do more damage. They're more impressive.